On the University of Montana Week, retaining employees is now a pivotal part of any business. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Teresa Floyd, associate professor of management, examines how to foster the right environment to keep good people.
In response to the Great Resignation, organizational leaders are seeking ways to keep employees from quitting. Many are turning to monetary incentives like increased pay and improved benefits. My recent research offers another consideration. Social relationships at work are an important factor for retaining employees. My co-authors and I studied employee turnover during a large corporate merger. Mergers are stressful for employees. Changes in their job responsibilities, their status, and worries about job security mean that employees may choose to leave rather than deal with those stressors. We found that employees who change their workplace networks by adding new people from the other pre-merger organization were more likely to stay than those that didn't, because they felt more attached to the newly merged organization. Unfortunately, remote work has limited our opportunities for informal interaction. For leaders that want to foster social connections in their companies, I have a few suggestions. Consider bringing employees back to the office at least a couple of days a week. Use the in-the-office days for meetings and other collaboration. Face-to-face meetings are more conducive to forming bonds than Zoom calls. Foster cross-departmental collaboration so that employees can develop relationships across boundaries. Finally, taking COVID restrictions into account, plan informal events where employees can interact in non-work settings. Numerous smaller events may be more effective than one huge event. In summary, leaders who want to retain their employees should look for ways to foster social connections, especially across organizational boundaries.
That was Teresa Floyd of the University of Montana. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.